This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A massive blaze tore through a Bangladesh factory, killing at least 52 people trapped by flames that forced workers to leap for their lives from upper floors, emergency services said on Friday. About 30 people were injured in the fire, and hundreds of distraught relatives and other workers waited anxiously outside the food factory as it continued to rage. The inferno was the latest to tarnish Bangladesh's safety record, marred by a series of disasters in industrial complexes and apartment buildings. The country has pledged reform since the disaster in 2013, when a 9-story complex collapsed, killing more than 1,000 people. But critics say safety standards are still lax. The Taliban claimed Friday to be in control of 85% of Afghanistan, including a key border crossing with Iran, following a sweeping offensive launched as U.S. troops pull out of the war-torn nation. Hours after U.S. President Joe Biden issued a staunch defense of the American withdrawal, the Taliban said fighters had seized the border town, completing an arc of territory from the Iranian border to the frontier with China. In Moscow, a visiting delegation of Taliban officials said they controlled about 250 of Afghanistan's 398 districts, a claim impossible to independently verify and disputed by the government. The Olympic flame arrived Friday in Tokyo, but the public will be kept away from a low-key welcoming ceremony because of coronavirus fears, the day after a, quote, heartbreaking announcement that spectators would be banned from most games events. The move was made following talks between the government, Tokyo organizers, and Olympic officials. This is VOA News.